Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. The story of Joseph is an amazing one, filled with dreams, vision, kingdoms, and rulers. Welcome to my series, Joseph, Rachel's Boy, where I'm sharing the story of Joseph out of the book of Genesis, the man who became the king of Egypt's right-hand man. But that's not where I'm going to start. Let me take you back to the beginning of his birth. Jacob had two wives, Rachel and Rebekah, who were sisters. Jacob deeply loved Rachel, yet Leah had blessed him with many sons. Rachel had been barren for many years, and one night she cornered Jacob because she was jealous of her sister. "Jacob, give me a child or else I'll die." "Woman, who do you think I am, God? I have not withheld children from you." "Jacob, I want children. Here, take my maid, and she will bear children for me." Jacob did as she asked, and the maid conceived and gave Jacob a son, and then another son. By now, Jacob had many sons at this point, with one wife and two maids. Yet Rachel, the woman he deeply loved, was barren. Then later in her years, God remembered Rachel. She conceived and bore Jacob a son, whom she named Joseph. Now Joseph was special in Jacob's eyes. Among all his sons, Joseph was the son from the woman he deeply loved. Rachel bore Jacob one more son, Benjamin. Her labor was difficult, and she did not survive. The two boys she gave him, Joseph and Benjamin, were special to Jacob, and it showed. At age 17, Jacob gave Joseph a special coat, a coat of many colors. Joseph's brothers were jealous of the affection he received from his father. There seems to be a pattern in the family of Abraham. Abraham had a favorite son. Isaac had a favorite son. And now Jacob has a favorite son. In each case, it caused conflict in the family. What type of conflict will turn up in this series? You'll have to come back to find out. I hope you'll return to my next story here at Lizard Tracks. You can find more about my ministry on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. I can be found on your favorite podcast app or on Alexa. Just search for Lizard Tracks. Your storyteller is Wayne Patton, and this is Lizard Tracks.